Boris Epstein joins us. Boris, thank you for coming in by phone. I know you only got a few minutes. I want to talk to you about the Ukraine situation. And now we understand, Boris, that the head of the UN is saying, hey, we're not really in a war with Russia. We just support Ukraine. But on a on a several hundred mile front right now, the cities and towns, these strategic hamlets in the east, particularly Bakhmut, are being shelled back into the Stone Age. Zelensky's making emergency calls all over. He needs immediate re-ammunition. He needs more support. He needs more missile support, rocket support, artillery support. Give us your assessment of how straight is the Biden administration being to the American people about what's actually going on in Ukraine, sir?
Not straight at all. The Biden administration, Steve, honored to be with you, honored to be with the posse. The Biden administration continues to lie to the American people on every single front, from the Ukraine to the fact that the Chinese Communist Party controls Beijing, Joe Biden, and his crime family, to the document box of disaster that Joe Biden has, the 1,850 boxes of documents at University of Delaware boxes in Boston. Who knows what he's got in any of those? Joe Biden and his family and his administration have been lying to and continue to lie to the American people consistently. And on Ukraine specifically, that is a disaster. It is a quagmire. It is a full-on destructive combat and just blindly throwing money, throwing weapons, throwing heavy-grade munitions, and let's be honest, throwing, quote-unquote, instructors, men and women of the American forces over there, is only fueling that disaster without a parallel effort or a leading effort to put the conflict to an end, as President Trump said, needs to happen within 24 hours.
Admiral Jackson on here to talk about the military chain command before you get up. I got Timothy Alberino, who's kind of one of the experts. He knows a lot about these UAPs. Is this a missile? All afternoon, it's on fire because they had the intelligence briefing. Democratic senators are coming out saying, we are not hearing the straight story. We're not hearing enough. The Biden regime, the Biden administration has got to come forward and have a frank discussion with evidence with the American people now. What is your take on this, about this whole situation between Chinese observation balloons versus these, what they're saying on the Chiron of MSNBC is UFOs?
It appears that clearly that Joe Biden and his team have done all they can to protect China in this. And that was clear with the first balloon. Why do they allow the balloon to cross the continental United States? Why do they wait a week to tell the Secretary of Defense to alert him? And why do they try to hide it from the American people? Again, keep in mind, if somebody in Montana didn't go outside and take a picture, we wouldn't even know about this balloon with a payload the size of a school bus that then had to be shot down into the Atlantic. This is old school misrepresentation, obfuscation, and lying by Joe Biden. And remember, some of these Democrat senators know Biden from way back when he was in the Senate, and they didn't respect him then, and they don't respect him now. He is not a serious player, but he is a serious liar.
I know you got to step back in your meeting. Right now, how do people get to your social media? How do they get to your morning newsletter and all your coordinates?
Steve, it's an interesting time out there. A lot, people need to be careful. They need to be thoughtful. The financial system is strained across the world. The economic system is strained. And now there's military conflict all across the world. My information, hot on the website, BorisCP.com, hot on BorisCP.com, hot on Getter at BorisCP, on Twitter at BorisCP, hot on True Social at Boris, and the hottest on the gram, Boris_Epstein. Stay strong, stay vigilant, God bless, all offense, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Boris, thank you very much. I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's 10 times more dangerous right now than the Cuban Missile Crisis.